Great. Hi, I'm with Nancy McKellian Mandy. Again, hi, because she's
hi
got
there.
Good stuff. She's got good news, and she's going to give us an update from 20 years ago of an interview I did, she says, that I don't even know if I can remember, but she said to me in a note that I did an interview with her. And so, remind me, what are we talking about?
Okay, well, 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, not once, but twice.
Oh my God.
And I was newly married with a 5-month-old baby, and I decided that I was going to write a book about my experience to share my story with young women. Because back then, about 24, 25 years ago, there weren't any books pertaining to young women with breast cancer. And now it's on the rise for young women. But when I was diagnosed in 1996 at the age of 35, there weren't any resources for me. It was all for women who were over 50 years old. And I was young. I was in my career. I was newly married. I was a new mom. And I certainly didn't expect this to happen. So I wanted to put a resource out there for young women. And I did that.
All right. So remind me now, because I don't know what, remind me, what, it was a book? It's a book.
It's a book.
All right. And what's the name of the book, or do you have the book?
Yeah, it's called Facing Fear, A Young Woman's Personal Account of Surviving Breast Cancer.
Oh, I do remember it. I remember the, that's a rose, right? A rose of roses? That's a white rose?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. I'm stunned.
So that's my story, and I never thought I would be able to see my son even walk, because he was 5 months old. I thought I was going to pass away. So my husband and I had to have some serious talks about what we were going to do if that happened. And I told him I wanted to remarry, him to remarry, and for him to find someone nice to raise our son. But lo and behold, I'm here today. Yeah, I've gotten to see my son not only walk, but ride a bike, drive a car, and now he's a mechanical engineer in the Bay Area. So I got to see him graduate. And also, I went on to have another baby, a little girl. So I was blessed with one of each. And she is also studying civil engineering at her college in Northern California, UC Davis.
Oh boy, health is peace, isn't it?
Yes.
And without health, no peace.
Different yes, peace. For sure.
Right? Wow, you're so kind to share. Nancy, thanks so much. And I really enjoy speaking with you. You have such good energy, such good vibes. Do you feel part of the reason why you have such good energy and such vibes? I don't know whether you had them pre-cancer, let's say, or post-cancer. But do you feel a cancer scenario, a health concern change you, do you feel? Or not?
You know, a lot of people say that it does, but it really didn't for me, because as soon as I got healthier and back to my normal life, you are who you are, and it always comes out. You never want to forget where you were, and I use that as a barometer sometimes when I'm starting to stress out about something. I'll say, remember when you had cancer and how you felt, and you go back to that place. But no, I've always been pretty upbeat.
I love it, because I'm just like you. I almost went down about 6 years ago, okay? My colon broke. And I started, and I said, you know, I was happy. I'm always happy, and I'm happy every day. I'm happy to be alive. And so that happened. You know, it was questionable whether I'd make it through. I made it through, and I'm still happy. I mean, I can't say I never think on it, but I don't think a lot on it. I'm here. I'm just trying to make
it through. Life goes on.
Life goes on. All right. Rock and roll. That's what I say. All right.
I second that motion.
There you go. Fantastic. Nancy, thanks again. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. What are you going to use that one for, Paul?
Oh, I got to stop recording.
Oh.